Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our weekly Business of the Bakken interview, we talk with Eric Bloomquist of DIVI Energy. And this week's interview is brought to you by The Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. When you want to make money the crude way, contact The Crude Life. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. sales@thecrudelife.com. And now, back to our Business of the Bakken interview. This week's guest, Eric Bloomquist of DIVI Energy.
Eric Bloomquist with DIVI Energy.
DIVI Energy, tell me about your company. A little free plug here for you.
Okay. So we're a clean tech manufacturer of LED lighting, and we also do energy consulting, and we're working on five or six other product lines at the moment.
Now, when you talk about LED lighting, explain how that's relevant in an oil play.
Well, when we're talking about the oil fields, LED lighting is very, very applicable because it serves a purpose of longevity in the field. So today, typical lighting that'll be used in the evening and at nights in an oil field is going to be high pressure sodium lights or metal halide lights. Those are easily broken. The lifetime on them is 2,000 to 5,000 hours, whereas an LED, a light emitting diode.
Is that what LED stands
That's
for?
That's what LED stands for.
Light emitting diode.
Yeah, so okay. A light emitting diode lamp has a rating of 50 to 70,000 hours. So that means that if you use it during nighttime hours alone, it'll last 12 to 15 years. So you invest in the product once, and it'll last for 12 years, even in rough conditions like an oil field.
Well, I was going to mention, North Dakota is not very friendly to light bulbs.
Right.
We have a lot of wind and snow and even rain. Does that impact the light bulbs at all?
Well, it does. So
it would seem like it would.
Yeah, yeah. Usually high-pressure sodium or metal halide lamps, they operate best at 30 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's when they operate best, which means that in North Dakota, a light-emitting diode is going to work better because a light-emitting diode lamp works best at negative 10 to 50 degrees. So it's kind of perfect for the environment that is experienced up in North Dakota.
Now, excuse my ignorance here, but we interviewed Terry Keithley, president of Light Tower Rentals, on the show, and I, of course, went right to that company when you started mentioning your product. Would he be competition? Would he be a partner of yours or a customer? Or help me, because they put up the big rental lights, and that seems like it would be right up your alley.
So they'd be a strategic partner, potential customer. We would work with them to put our lamps into their rental units.
That's just another example of this Bakken ripple, I call it, just the expanding economy that's happening. Where are you from? Where are you out of?
So our headquarters are out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and we've got sales reps throughout the western United States.
Okay, and are you getting any oil business right now?
We're not. We're starting to focus on it. I'm a native of North Dakota, and so we're focusing on the Bakken and getting people up there.
And here at the Energy Conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, what are your thoughts about this so far? You've been here for about a half a day, and just, you know, you're dealing with some energy execs.
You know, it's a great conference. There's a lot of decision makers here. There's a lot of influencers, and it's a great opportunity to get together and talk about energy as a whole and not just kind of find one specific type of energy to focus on, but talk about the global look.
To listen to the full-length interview with Eric Bloomquist or other Business of the Bakken interviews, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And that interview was brought to you by The Crude Life. When you want to make money the crude way, contact The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken. For past shows, interviews, to sign up for our newsletter, or to see our vast media network, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. For past episodes, you can visit our website or subscribe to iTunes. And one last note from our media department. One of our feature stories on how the Bakken sparked an industrial revolution has now been published in The Oil Man, a high-end publication out of Norman, Oklahoma. All that information is linked up at our website at buildingthebakken.com. But first, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors on Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken is an educational and informational program that could not be heard without the support of MBI Energy Services, Montana Rigmat, and The Crude Life. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Montana Rigmat, Montana's original rigmat company. Better prices, better mats. For more information on Montana's original rigmat company, visit their website at mtrigmat.com. And The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life, www.thecrudelife.com. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
Change happens no matter whether somebody gets oil or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the stories my dad taught me, she taught me again.
Me personally, he said, I do well in my business and I have minerals, but I'd personally not like to see this come. And I said, you know what, it may not be as bad as you think.
She taught me well and she taught me right. She taught me how to see.
And so I, you know, swerved for the ditch. I ended up with I don't remember how many broken ribs, you know, my lung collapsed. Broke my wrist, broke my shoulder, broke a vertebrae, my foot, my knee, but my kids were all with me. And
we'll never fall too far away. And never be away too long.
But then I understand where ranchers are coming from now that I do ranch it too, where it's frustrating when you got them going through their land, the pipelines. And
find yourself out there, just remember, you can always come home.
We've got roughly 2,100 people homeless in North Dakota, about 1,400 of them unsheltered.
She told me about a long, long road. Have to walk down.
So he kicked his window out and he jumped out and he ran to stop this truck that I had hit.
There'd be no one to take my place, no one to wear this crown.
He gets out in the ditch and he ran in front of the truck and he's waving and screaming and yelling.
She told me about the strength that I need and where it could be found.
He jumped up on the running board of the truck and he was like, help, help, mom needs help, call 911. And the guy, like, turned his head away from him.
She rode down. Treat everybody right. The way you'd want to be.
If you're not sharing, then I'm not going to work with you because I won't accomplish my dream, right?
And never be away too long. And never go.
The greatness of this country was the fact that we had great leaders, and now there's pressure on people to win, get money, do this, cut the system down, the Bernie Madoffs, blah, 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 goes on. We've lost our moral compass.
Honestly, we all work for money, you know, so I went out there for the money.
If you find yourself out there, just remember, you can always come home.
It's crazy, it's dangerous, and I honestly, it's gonna be a long time before I let my kids drive on those roads. It's not the same as when we grew up.